Hello everyone, Mimi here. Thought that I would come out here and do an audio boo since it's been oh so very, very long. Gosh, I want to say over a month or so. Since the beginning of the month, things have been very, very, very busy for us. I don't know if I mentioned this in previous boos, but we've been we've been looking for a place to live and trying to find a place to live. So, at the beginning of the month, I went to my regular doctor's appointment, and on the way home, at the corner of my street, there's a U-Haul truck, and I decided, something tells me to ask if these people are moving in or moving out, so I did just that. And it turns out that they were moving out, and they needed the place rented out immediately, so I looked at the house. It's a big four-bedroom house, part of a duplex. And Dwayne looked at it, and he liked it, and we started talking with the landlord, and he showed it to a few other people as well, like landlords have to do. And turns out that he ended up, I mean, it was a couple of days of just like, wow, you know, like, are we getting the place? Are we getting the place? Just talking about different things we would do if we got the place. And sure enough, about maybe a week, maybe a few days, about 3 days, we found out that the place was ours, and the landlord was like, you guys are at the top of the list right now. It's a big four-bedroom for $600 a month, and that only includes trash, so we'll have an electric bill, a gas bill, and a water bill. But, you know, sometimes you have to spend a little bit more money to get a bigger place, and apparently this was meant for us because we got the place. And the day that the landlord officially gave me the keys, you know, he was like, I had a good feeling about you guys from the get-go. I liked you guys, you know, and handed me the keys, and we came and went and cleaned up, and I had a little extra money, so I bought some paint, and we painted our kitchen, our bedroom, and my computer room, and we have to paint Cadence's room and the guest room. We're going to do white, but we are holding a few things for a friend right now, so we cannot do that at the moment, but we have plenty of time. And beautiful four bedroom, you know, I haven't lived in a house this big in a while, and I love it. It's gorgeous. It needs some repairs, which we're working on, and it needs new windows, but because these windows they have to be the original ones with the house, because they look like something that's came off the train when Lincoln was in office. Because they're that ancient. It's those windows that have the weights in them where you have to pull the thing out to push the window up and they don't stay up. So, yeah, he's gonna have to replace the windows. But he said with all the repairs that we do or whatever, he would take off the rent. I have a very, very, very large bathroom with a walk-in shower that's absolutely gorgeous. I guess the landlord dropped like $5,000 on the shower alone. And it used to have a clawfoot tub. I wish it still had one. I've always wanted one. I'm so happy to finally have a home for my family, for my daughter, that doesn't consist of just like two rooms. Now she has room to run and play and grow. So it's quite exciting. The kitchen is just about finished. We just, you know, need some more decor, you know, which that could wait. You know, that's not something that's needed because I'm going with the Apple theme in my kitchen. And the bedroom is like a robin's egg blue. It's really pretty, and which is kind of like bright but not too dark. And my bathroom is like a coral blue, like a little bit of a darker coral bluish green. Because my bathroom's going to be that color and brown, you know, and different blues. And Cadence's room is going to be purple, you know, lavender purple. And my computer room is like a purple bluish color, but it looks more purple, but it's like a deep purple. So I've been trying to find some really, really, really light pink curtains to go on the two windows, because the carpet in here is pink, which I've never seen anything like it, I guess. We scrubbed the carpets, which was a bitch, because in my computer room, I still can't get the stains out of the carpet, and I have this special stuff that I'm going to try and use to get the stains out to make it look really, really nice. We definitely put a lot in here. I can't wait to start. I got a couple pictures hung, but I can't wait to get more hung up. Like I said, there's plenty of time, but with Dwayne, he's been working so many hours. He's been pulling, like, double shifts and shit, so, like, been working and pulling 12-hour days and only been having, like, one day a week. So, yep. And, in other news, things are looking really good for us. My schooling, I also got a letter in the mail that my student loan, that the Board of Education got a letter from Social Security about my disability and everything, and how my student loans are approved to be waived. They're, you know, approved to be forgiven. So I'm basically looking at this as a sign. So I'm going to go ahead and get those taken care of now. And basically, I'm just going to stop school, because I want to focus on my family. And if I can do that and have my loans forgiven, that would be wonderful. I just can't do school right now. I, as much as I would love to, I have a baby that's soon going to be crawling and running around and playing, and I just can't sit in front of a computer screen, basically. And school was very, very, very time-consuming in terms of, like, the reading and the work, and I just, people say, I know people do that with kids all the time, but, you know, I'm a new mom, and, you know, I care about my child, and I'm not going to just sit in front of a computer screen all day doing schoolwork. You know, I have to pay attention to my kid. So, my race is basically ran with school. I'm not going to go back. I have an associate's degree. I can find something to do with that, because I do still want to find work. That's my main goal right now. I want to try to find a small part-time job, even doing secretarial work or something, which would be awesome. So, yeah, that's what's been going on in the land of Malang. And, yeah, I want to do more audio booths. I'm going to try to get out here more, but it's just been a very, very, very busy, busy, demanding month in terms of moving and packing and organization and decisions and thinking and taking care of a toddler. Well, not a toddler yet. She's still a baby, but she's 5 months old, about to be 6 months old on July 21st. You know, I just want to enjoy being a mom. So, yeah, that's what's been going on with me. And, you know, I'm glad summer's here. And I hope everyone is enjoying the nice weather, enjoying summer. And I am going to go back and relax and maybe listen to some other audio booze and catch up. So, yeah, hopefully I'll be able to do more, you know, post more audio booze.